KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two elderly women released by Hamas militants. One of them is 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz. This is her daughter, Sharon.
My mom is very much hoping that all the people that were with her will come back.
ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video, released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who were still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
Israel stepping up its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The U.S. afraid of a wider war with the militant group Hezbollah. This is ABC News. Another sign of the recovery in Maui after this summer's wildfires. The mayor of Maui County now says all of West Maui, except for the burned-out sections of Lahaina, will reopen for tourism a week from tomorrow. The fires killed at least 99 people. Gas prices across the country going in reverse. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The switch to cheaper winter blends of gas, lower oil prices, and less demand to travel in October all keep combining to create lower gas prices. The national average is now $3.53 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. That's 24 cents cheaper than the price of regular unleaded a year ago at this time. California still has the most expensive gas at $5.22 a gallon, but that seems cheap compared to a few weeks ago when much of California was paying close to $7 a gallon.
Slowing demand for high fashion could hit Gucci right in the wallet. Experts think the company behind the brand will report a sales drop of about 6%. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
Two people were killed and six others were injured in a seven-vehicle crash in western Wisconsin on Monday. The crash occurred around 5:30 p.m. on I-94 in St. Croix County near mile marker 28 in the village of Wilson. Video of the crash shows a semi-truck behind burning wreckage, and the crash led to the Highway 128 overpass being closed so authorities could determine if there was any structural damage caused by the fiery wreck. Authorities say more information will be released Tuesday morning. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome
There's
to the Earl Anchorage. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. I didn't realize how warm it was going to be this morning until you mentioned it when I walked in.
76 degrees. And in a week it'll be November. Hey, you gotta, take advantage of it for if nothing more than for a day. But good morning to everyone. And I want to especially say, good morning to Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee for joining us this morning. I want to, introduced to many of you who are new to my show, my guest this morning. He's a good friend and a colleague, Joe McNally. He's a national award-winning newspaper columnist and longtime political commentator on Milwaukee radio and television. After graduating from Indiana University, Joe worked for 2 years at the Chicago Tribune and for 27 years the Milwaukee Journal, where he won National Headlines Award for consistently outstanding local column and numerous state and local journalism awards. And Joel has written a column since 1997 for the Shepherd Express, where he was also an editor for 2 years. Joel's broadcast experience includes working on Milwaukee Public Television as a contributing producer for Inside View, and for more than 20 years as a regular panelist on its weekly news roundtable, Interchange, amongst other things. And Joel, I didn't know all those things about you. I thought you were just a local Yoko. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, how's the weather down that way?
Oh, well, I'm jealous now. You tell me it's 76 here. I think it's only getting around 60 here today.
Well, it's only going to be 70.
Charlottesville, Virginia is where I hang out these days, and usually I can lord it over, Earl. you guys are doing pretty good.
Well, it's only going to be 76 for a twinkling of an eye. and then in a week or so we'll be in our customary 40s, where we should be this time of year. Let me ask you, Joe, a lot to talk about. It's been a while. I want to begin with the strike, in the auto industry. And what I can't what I can't understand, Joe, is there are more Americans who side with the corporations than with the people. What has happened in our society?
That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
I really do think it is the demonizing of the labor movement that has been taking place for decades now in America. As you well know, I was a union organizer at the Milwaukee Journal.
Right.
And we organized a union there just in time, to tell you the truth, because, there was a time when the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel in Milwaukee were, really a great investment. As you say, I had a long career at the Journal, and I was actually an owner of the Journal. I was management. Imagine that. And because I held stock and I accumulated stock throughout my career there, when we go in to get our taxes done, our tax advisors really couldn't believe it, because that stock, throughout the time I held stock, which, as you say, was for more than 20 years, the stock never went down. Okay, and they said, no, that can't be true. Everybody knows that stocks go up and down,
right?
And it'd be foolish just to think that they're always going to go up. It turned out to be ultimately foolish, but not while I was there. The entire time I was a stockholder, the stock always went up. And that was the running newspapers, running broadcast, radio and television stations, that was printing money. It really was. It just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And sadly, we now know that's no longer true, that newspapers, and especially local newspapers in this country, have been going out of business at a rapid, rapid rate. And that is shocking. And it is, unfortunately, I believe, what's contributing to the ignorance in politics today, the ignorance in both the national and in local Republican Party, which I think is rampant. Because people just do not know what's going on now to them through things like, the power that the corporations have over wages, the refusal to really pay employees what they're worth, and now really trying to replace them totally with robots and machines and artificial intelligence and everything else. So that you can run corporations and run businesses without human beings and without people doing the work. And that is what's happening in the labor industry, in the labor movement. We got to fight that, because I don't know what the economy of America is going to be based on when corporations no longer have to hire people to make money.
Joel, you and I, in our time, unions were prevalent and people were able to live middle class lifestyles, and they were,
that's what built the middle class. Well,
yes, and pensions, something yeah. called a pension, right? So people were able to, they didn't need to have degrees and all those things in order to be able to get that. And that was not just in urban centers. That was in rural parts of the nation and country as Absolutely. Well, because Absolutely. The paper mills and all those kind of things. So now today you see people pushing back against the reformulation of unions. And I don't know where that comes from. And maybe it's because, Joel, they don't know the history of it. And they've been led to believe that people who work in unions basically, are just slough offs and are being taken care of.
They're greedy. They want to be paid for their work. Imagine that.
it's not funny, Joel, because I think people don't really understand, as you stated, they don't get the papers the way they used to anymore. And so it's okay if a police and fire union, those people are okay to have unions and they're deserving of it, but others aren't. And I don't know how we fix that, Joe, but we've got to fix that.
Yeah, well, I think we're in the process of fixing it. I think you're right that there is a new union movement going on now. You know, the fact that Starbucks can organize unions these days.
Right.
Those poor kids that have to stand there all day, you know, making coffee drinks on their feet and are paid minimally. They're spending all day working there. How do they raise families spending all day working there unless they are paid a livable wage? How does anyone raise families working all day somewhere without enough pay to feed their families? We know that some professions in this country make a lot of money. Doctors, lawyers, things like that. How about the most important job that I can think of that anybody could do in America, which is to educate our kids and to teach our kids what's going on in this country, how it got that way, how everything they need to know to prepare them for good jobs in the future, whatever they may be. We know many of them are highly complicated technical jobs these days that require a lot of education. The teachers, and they've had the foreign unions to protect themselves, that is for damn sure, because the public is now out to demonize teachers.
You know,
the politicians are out to outlaw what teachers are allowed to teach, like American history, about how this country really came together, the racism in this country that is still ruining this country, that needs to be fought against. What is going on in this country?
Well,
just like the media is dying, the politicians are now out to make sure that teaching is dying.
Well, you know, Joe, when I look at the auto industry, and you know, it used to be the big three, it used to be Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors,
yeah,
it's many
sure,
others,
right?
But for them to cry crocodile tears, Joe, that they're not making enough money. Have you bought a new car in the last decade?
Yeah.
Well, the cost of those.
and I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes. You know, I remember, Joe, when they moved those companies out of this country and took them overseas and with the promise that the American people were going to get a better deal, right?
Yeah.
That once they moved the jobs overseas, they certainly pay people less. And so that would be reciprocated to us, because
and we know why they moved the jobs overseas, because those overseas car companies competed with American companies.
Hey Joe, I need you to hang on. Joe, we got to go to break.
And we're taking over the market.
Hey Joe, you remember you used to do this? You were a talk show host. We got to go to a break. So. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll come back to you. Joe McNally is on the line. I'm glad he is, and we'll get to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Talking about the auto strike, union strike right now. We'll be right back.
At 11% off everything at Menards. Stable Starting Fluid is an aerosol spray that guarantees a faster start in gasoline and diesel engines. Its heavy-duty formula inhibits corrosion and lubricates upper cylinders. An 11-ounce can is just $2.99 after rebate. Keep your carburetor clean with a can of Stable Carbon Choke Cleaner. Also just $2.99 after 11% off. Good through October 29th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you.
Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 63, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 49. Overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's a beautiful morning.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, an award-winning, writer and television personality and radio personality and an award-winning husband. We'll ask the wife that, Joe. We're talking.
Yeah, I think she'll support me.
We're talking about the union and the UAW that is striking the auto industry. And what, before we go to the phone lines, Joe, one of the things that I think we need to make sure that people understand who may not know. So I spent 34 years in the auto industry. And so I became a union member at the age of 19, and I get a pension that I've been living off of, that's helped me along the way because of a union that was able to fight for us when I was a young man at 19 years of age. And so what people I think fail to understand is that when the unions were in their heyday, they made the non-union employers pay a better wage to people who were not unionized. And so when I hear people today saying that the UAW is being greedy and they feel for the major corporations, it's the ignorance of people not knowing the impact of what unions do. Is it safe to say that?
It is very safe to say that. The billionaire class is doing very well in this country. Don't even imagine that somehow corporations cannot pay people livable wages to work for them. That is not possible. Record profits in those corporations, that's what they do for a living, those corporations, is increase their profits. And one of the ways they increase their profits is to pay as little as possible. And we all know, what has happened to prices and living costs in this country to the cost of housing, to the cost of shelter, to the cost of food, to the cost of every single thing. Right now, of course, Joe Biden is blamed for all that. That's not – Joe Biden has not raised anyone's wages. believe me. And he has not raised prices on anything you buy. He hasn't.
He's and not the guy who caused inflation. It's a global inflation.
The president of the United States does not cause inflation. The Fed, the central bank of the United States, tries to control inflation, and the bankers are the ones who are trying to control inflation. They succeed at it at times, and they fail at it at times. And we know what caused inflation in this country. It was a major factor over the most recent history has been Vladimir Putin and the Russian invasion of a neighboring country. The Russian invasion, which is supported these days by, believe it or not, and I still can't believe this, the Republican Party and the Republican nominee, most likely, once again, for President of the United States, who was elected President of the United States with support from Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, with their intelligence service spreading propaganda to elect Donald Trump President of the United States to embarrass democracy, which he has. Which he did during 4 years of the worst presidency in our recent history, which in fact shut down the entire country by failing to deal with what he knew and what his intelligence services had told him was going to be a deadly pandemic that would kill millions and millions of people. And he denied it. Instead of taking action to stop it and to stop it from shutting down the economy of the United States and the economies all over the world, Donald Trump, an ignorant man, tried to tell everybody it was going to go away any day now. And we know it didn't go away until it took a terrible, deadly toll on the American people and people throughout the world. And that's what you get when you hire and elect an ignorant man who knows nothing but believes he knows everything.
Hey Joe, we got to go to a break, so hang on. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is my guest. We'll be right back.
Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two elderly women released by Hamas militants. One of them is 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz. This is her daughter, Sharon.
My mom is very much hoping that all the people that were with her will come back.
ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video, released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who are still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
Israel stepping up its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The U.S. afraid of a wider war with the militant group Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Adam Payne is off the job after just 10 months. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Payne submitted his resignation to Governor Tony Evers on Friday, effective at the end of the day on November 1st. In his resignation letter, Payne cited wanting to spend more time with his aging parents as a major reason for resigning and thanked the Department of Natural Resources employees for their hard work and friendship. Two Wisconsin boys and their family traveled to Milwaukee this week with the goal of leaving with a Guinness World Record, and they did just that after building the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. According to a WQOW report, the sandwich ended up being 10.9 feet long, 6.25 feet wide, and 2.75 inches thick. They reportedly used over 300 pounds of dough and 60 pounds of cheese to construct the record-breaking sandwich. The family also says local food banks benefited from the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You drive different.